USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Inflation is continuing to rise. The latest reports for January show a 0.4 increase, which aligns with what many economists were predicting. The Fed Reserve is deciding on whether to initiate interest rate deductions. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. President Biden and former President Trump spent part of their time at the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. House Majority Leader from Louisiana, Steve Scalise, says his state is now a border state. The Louisiana Republican comments on a recent crime in his home state.
14-year-old girl was raped by someone here illegally just days ago. This is happening over and over again in communities all across America, and people are rightfully outraged. Not just because it's happening, but because it's preventable.
A short-term funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown is headed to the Senate. The legislation was passed by the House Thursday. It kicks two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, buying lawmakers more time to come to an agreement on appropriations bills. The largest wildfire in Texas history continues to burn in the state's panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire has burned over 1 million acres and is only 3% contained. Water managers in California are measuring the Sierra snowpack just as a major winter storm is set to dump up to 10 feet of new powder. Thursday's manual snow survey at Phillips Station near Lake Tahoe recorded 47.5 inches of snow depth, equivalent to 18 inches of water. That's good for 77% of average for that location. Statewide, the automated network for measuring stations are reporting 80% of average for this state. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is signing legislation allowing secret grand jury testimony to be made public in some cases. This potentially includes testimony against sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who died in prison in 2019, while awaiting trial on child sex trafficking charges. The Republican governor speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, alongside alleged victims of Epstein.
I think the legislature and I agreed that, you know, there needs to be a mechanism in some of these rare circumstances where people can get the truth and where we can try to pursue justice.
Lawmakers are looking for answers in the wake of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's attempt to keep secret his recent hospitalization. Austin was hospitalized following complications from prostate cancer, but didn't notify President Biden or lawmakers for several days. He spoke about the incident at a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee.
There was never any lapse in authorities or in command and control. At all times, either I or the Deputy Secretary was in a position to conduct the duties of my office. But we did have a breakdown in notifications during my January stay at Walter Reed.
Chick-fil-A is asking people to throw out previously ordered Polynesian sauces served in dipping cups. In a message posted on its website, Chick-fil-A saying anyone who ordered and took home the dipping sauce between the 14th and 27th of February should throw them out. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.